just for decoration and give a little special distinction to their places, but there aren't any rail fences in use that I can think of. There might be a few around, but it's just mostly, you know, for decoration and people that want to, you know, fix their place up real nice.
Now, how are the rails joined and the rail fences?
Well, now, there was a beautiful place out here just east of town, the Elders, Brian Elders' house. It burned. And he had all kinds of, he had a sprinkler system in the house, and he had a fire alarm system, and there was something else, some other kind of precaution that he was taking, but the house still burned. And it was a beautiful home. And he had the, you know, the whole place, he had out along the road, you know, he had brick columns. Mm-hmm. And then there was just, you know, little places for the logs or boards or whatever you call them to fit in, the rails to fit into, just a space left there, you know, instead of putting a brick there, he just left a space. Mm-hmm. And the rails just made in there. Some of them have bigger posts, and they just, you know, they kind of drill a hole and slip the rail in there, swivel the rail down on the end so it can fit in.
I was thinking of the rails are piled up and then kind of one row of rails going.
Yeah, I don't know. Down there at the lady I was telling you about, we visited in Sail Creek, now she had some of that. And it was along the road going into her house, but they don't have any of that now.
Not even in the country, right?
No.
No. Okay. When you're building a fence on the corners, and not only on the corners, but elsewhere, you have to drive a what down into the ground? Drive something that, you know, anchor something to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put down a fence.
Fence post?
Yeah. Load, that's right, exactly. And load two of these, two fences.
Post.
Okay. And do they have any walls or fences made of loose stones or rocks around here?
No. Not that I'm thinking about.
What would you call it? Would you want more likely to call it a stone wall or a stone fence or a rock wall or a rock fence? Which sounds more?
I'd probably call it a rock fence.
Okay. And good dishes are sometimes called what? Alright. Have you ever seen ever raising chickens?
No.
Did you ever see one of those artificial eggs that they put in to fool a chicken?
Well, they come out with some plastic eggs around Easter time, you know, they're about the same size as
well. Well, are you familiar with either with the term China egg?
I believe I've heard of it.
What's that?
A nest egg?
Yeah.
Well, a nest egg is all I know. It's just, I don't ever hear it around here, but I've heard the expression on TV and in the papers and things. It's not even referred to as chickens. It's money that people got in their bank and save them for a special occasion,
right.
Special things that they're saving that.
Okay, well, that's fine. What about a wooden container used for carrying water?
It's a bucket.
All right, what if it's made of tin? Is it still solid?
It's still solid in a bucket.
All right. Something that if you were going out to feed the hogs, you might take that out and what?
Flock the hogs.
Okay, and flock them, what will you carry this stuff in?
Pay your way.
What would you call that? Would you have a special name for that? Okay, fine. It's something your mother might fry eggs in.
Give it.
Alright. You ever call anything else?
Frying pan.
Did she have a, did you ever make anything with cornmeal batter?
Cornbread?
Alright. Did you ever pour that on something like a frying pan if it doesn't have sides on it?
No.
Alright. A heavy iron vessel with a large opening for boiling water.
really use these much anymore.
Well, what about spring maybe?
I can think of what the problem is.
All right, if you're going to boil water for tea, what would you boil it in?
Just a kettle.
All right. Now, what would you call that? Now, what about, is that...